folks lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, it's usually reserved for Monday, but with our vacation time, it's now. Nick and I look back at a huge weekend, an early week from the world of sports. We pick three standout performers. It's a little something we like to call Light 'em Up!
Again, Butter! Steph Curry! His 11th three of the night!
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside. Neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Woo! Thank you, Mike Tirico. Light 'em Up is brought to you by Hot Valley's Bubble Stash IPA. Happy belated 6th birthday to Bubble Stash IPA as well. And Bubble Stash IPA is made with concentrated Mosaic brand cryo hops. And cryo hops are made by freezing hop flowers to sub-zero temperatures and then collecting the concentrated hop resin. The result is a smoother, brighter beer with amplified flavors and aromas, getting rid of that bitterness that you see from IPAs as well. It's a refreshingly different IPA experience. Fruity, smooth, clean flavors, as well as you get that resin fragrance from the cryo hops. Doesn't have the bite or bitterness with IPAs. Features flavor and aroma notes of tangerine, blueberry, and mango. Won a gold medal at the 2018 Best Craft Beer Awards in Bend. Homegrown, brewed, and canned in Eugene's neighborhood, available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon in the Northwest. This is where Steve and I bring up the best performers and performances from the weekend, in this case, the long holiday weekend. Steve, who would you want to start with?
By the way, the funny thing is, first of all, I forgot to answer my trivia question.
Ah, that's unlikely.
Since the beginning of the BCS, 5 SEC teams have won the national championship, Bama and Alabama. Alabama, Florida, Auburn, LSU, and this team, the answer is Tennessee. They won the first BCS title after the 98 season. All right, I'm going to go with the beer, James Harden. Dude's in a zone, completely lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
His scoring average is now up to about 33 per. They've won 7 of 8, back in the playoff picture. Not that they were really out. They were just near the bottom of the West. So he had a 50-point explosion as part of a triple-double to beat the Lakers. He's followed up with 32, 12 and 10. That was another triple-double. He had 47 points to take down Utah, 35 in a win over the Jazz, then 39-41 in an outgunning of Oklahoma City on Christmas. In that streak, he's averaging 40 a game.
Oh, that's pretty good.
James Harden is lit.
It's lit!
I'm going to start with Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
Packers haven't had anything to play for since their loss to Arizona at home a couple weeks ago, and Rodgers was feuding with Mike the Title Milker McCarthy, and we finally saw what an unleashed Rodgers looked like out on the field against the Jets. Rodgers, on 55 passing attempts, by the way, had 442 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, rushed for nearly 40 yards, and 2 1-yard touchdown runs as well. Got the first of his 2 rushing touchdowns to get Green Bay within 5, and then a second one on the very next drive, giving Green Bay the lead. In overtime, he almost got a third rushing touchdown, but it got called back for a hold, so he did what he does best, and that's drop dimes into the hands of Devontae Adams. Rodgers is free from McCarthy Island and truly lighting things up.
It's lit!
McCarthy Island. I'm going with Eagle quarterback Nick Foles. Probably heard he won a Super Bowl, and he's lit.
Really?
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
What does this guy have to do to get a starting job? I think we're going to find out, because he's playing out of his mind since Carson, if you will, Wentz down again with an injury.
No.
Not only did he put up 471 yards and 4 TDs, going 35-49 in a season-saving victory against the Texans, but after Deshaun Watson threw a 35-yard dime to put Houston up 1 with 204 left, Foles marched his team 72 yards, game-winning field goal, sweep the leg. His pass to Zach Ertz on 3rd and 10 from his own 45 was money. Nick Foles, pending free agent, is lit.
It's lit!
Next up for me, C.J. Anderson of the L.A. Rams lit it up on Sunday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
And before you ask why, yes, this is fantasy-related. C.J. Anderson had bounced around the league for a while after leaving Denver. Just earlier this year, he was with Carolina before he was cut and then added to the Rams for his first start since New Year's Eve 2017 when he was with the Broncos. Anderson wasn't announced as a starter until early in the afternoon when Todd Gurley wouldn't be able to play. And boy, did C.J. make the most of his starting role. Just 7 days earlier, he was claimed from the Raiders off of waivers. He took 20 carries for 167 yards and a rushing score that was more than enough production to help people like me win a fantasy football title while Gurley was out of their lineup. Thank you, CJ, for lighting it up for me and for lighting it up with the Rams.
It's lit!
And lastly, Tyler Johnston III in Alabama Birmingham, once deleted, now lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
So following the 2014 season, the powers that be for financial reasons shut down the program. Big outcry, huge. They decided to return Blazer football and last season reappeared in Conference USA. They won 8 games under Frank Clark, who was the coach when they pulled the plug 3 years earlier. Then this season, their second back, they won the Western Division of Conference USA, eked past Middle Tennessee in the league title game, and in the Boca Raton Bowl, they destroyed Northern Illinois 37-13. Johnston, 17-27 for 373 and 4 TDs. Man, it's a wild story, but the UAB Blazers are lit.
It's lit!
Last one for me, Duke football and their quarterback Daniel Jones lit it up today.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
Duke is always going to be a basketball school, but for one day in late December, today and today only, Duke is a football school. After falling behind 13-7 at the end of the first quarter, Duke then scored 48 points, 35 unanswered against Temple, led by now top 5 NFL quarterback prospect Daniel Jones, who threw for over 400 yards, 4 touchdowns on 27-36 passing, rushed for a 5th touchdown in the walk-on Independence Bowl, and actually, very funny, because of how college counts sacks as rushing yards, Jones had 5 carries for 0 yards, averaging negative 1.3 yards a rush. Please explain that math to me. And with a long of 5, you just have to love college football, and you've got to love Daniel, future New York Giants quarterback Jones, for lighting it up today.
It's lit!
He is not going to be the quarterback.
Yes, he is!
No. 1 game. If they spend the pick on him, I'm on a plane.
I didn't say it was a first-round pick.
We'll see.
Future Giants
quarterback. I need to allow that to kind of absorb me a little bit.